If a naturalist wanted to study some animals in the wild, some places like in the savannas of Africa, to wander all over the savannas looking for them would take a while. Maybe not, you find them. But all the animals need to come to the watering hole. So if you sit at the watering hole, they'll come to you. They'll come. If a researcher wants to study people going in, coming into a town, and there's only one entry point, one gate going into the town, they could just sit at the gate and watch whoever comes in, as opposed to running around all the streets of the town trying to catch up to everyone, finding them. Some things in our lives are very complicated, but maybe they have a common denominator. Maybe there's a common watering hole for all of them. And if we kind of stay close to the where the entry points, the beginning points, the foundation points for the complicated lives we live, it can be a lot easier to live our lives. And there are different entry points, common denominators, foundations that we could explore. But the ones we offered for this retreat are the experiences of breathing, experiences that occur in the body, the emotions that we have, and thinking. And of course, these can be complicated, connected to complicated aspects of life. But as they're being experienced in the present moment, that's a foundation. That's, in a certain way, the beginning point where things start over and over again. And so, in this practice of mindfulness, we are bringing ourselves to the common denominator, or bringing ourselves to the foundation, the entry point for our complicated life, to get a ability to meet this life at the beginning point, meet this life where it begins moment by moment, and to address it, to meet it in a serious, valuable way, without necessarily needing to address the stories, the complicated aspects of life. To meet it at a fundamental level. And so we've done breath, body, emotions, thinking, attitude yesterday that and these represent some of the most basic ways of finding our safety, our bearings, our stability in this life. To see more deeply what's happening. That begins to go more deep, more fundamental than what the discursive mind can think about. The stories of our lives, maybe important stories, interpretations that we live by, the judgments we have, but to come back to what's primary, the basic, the beginning point, underneath it all. And so, learning how to be mindful of these five different areas is a very big step towards learning how to be mindful in all areas of our life. So we can bring this practice everywhere we go. No matter what we're doing, we could become aware of our breathing. Breathing in many situations is a valuable teacher. The breathing changes depending on what we're feeling and doing. Staying in touch with the body. The body reveals so much about what's happening. There are tensions, tightness, holding, resistance, leaning forward, leaning backwards. Our emotions are a valuable part of our life. More valuable if we're not pushed around by them, caught in them. But we can be present for them with some degree of freedom. Our thinking is important. Even though 90% of what some of us think is not remembered a day later. Or maybe 70% of what you think didn't really serve any purpose. So to learn how to be free of thoughts, to see them clearly, to recognize being caught, to understand how to practice with thinking so that we stay grounded, stay present. And to understand about the attitudes that are kind of like the filter through which we see our life, so that we're not unknowingly influenced by our moods, our attitudes, our bias. So I'd like to do a guided meditation today that brings all these three together, with the idea of having an anchor, kind of a default, a place, the default that we keep coming back to. That's the when we come back to be grounded in the present moment. And then from that anchor, then we go out to be mindful and connected to these other areas. And then come back to the anchor, the home base. And I'll use the breathing for this purpose as the anchor. So taking a posture for meditation that perhaps is alert and relaxed. There's a different way of the body relaxing when the posture has an alertness to it. With them breathing as the home base, to familiarize yourself to breathing, with breathing, to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Breathing in fully, three quarters full. Releasing, long exhale. Feeling the body's experience of breathing as a reminder, here is the home base for meditation. And letting your breathing return to normal. It's often good, if it's easy to relax some more. Perhaps you can soften the shoulders. Perhaps the muscle can be soft, hanging forward. Releasing any tension in the thighs. And then within the body, as part of the bodily experience, become aware of breathing. Aware of how the body experiences breathing. In whatever way you're breathing, it's okay. The idea is to know it, feel it. The rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. Which is clearest to you, the inhale or the exhale? If one is less clear, or you're less connected to one of them, maybe when you come around to that part of the cycle, you can open more fully to receive or sense that part of breathing. And then gently, calmly, switch your attention from the breathing to the strongest sensation in your body. Unless it's breathing itself. Let your awareness settle into that area in the way we did for the hand earlier in the retreat. Not so much in the control tower, looking down on the body. But instead becoming more attuned to how that part of the body experiences the sensations. And as you feel bodily sensations, what sensations stand out most clearly? You might very gently, quietly, label them what they are. Warmth, pressure, tightness, pulling, pleasant, unpleasant. So the mindfulness is clear about something. Noticing if any shifts and changes happen in the sensations. Goes away, go find another physical sensation in the body. And then after being mindful of strong sensation for a while, and it feels like you've done it enough, then return to the breathing. Where that also is a physical sensations, but sensations that have a rhythm, a changing nature. Coming and going, inhaling and exhaling. And now become aware of your emotional state. Even if it's quite subtle, And recognize the emotional state you have, even if it's not clear. You can recognize it as an unclear emotion. And whatever emotions might be present, feel how it manifests in the body. What is activated in the body by the emotions you have? And then feel the sensations in the body associated with the emotion. What happens to the sensations as you're aware of them? And now coming back to your breathing. And to spend a few moments being mindful of thinking calmly, openly, recognize if there's thinking without it being a problem. Noticing if there's any emotion connected to thinking. And if there is, practice mindfulness of emotion. If there's any physical pressure, tension, activation associated with thinking, practice mindfulness of the body with those sensations. And then when thinking has been acknowledged enough, begin again with your breathing. The home base is the place for being grounded in the present, returning. But if anything else occurs that's more predominant than breathing in the body, emotions, thoughts, attitudes, let the awareness become aware of that. Until it's time to return to your breathing. Is there anything that's happening for you right now that you're not mindful of? An attitude, a belief, an emotion. When I was first introduced to this mindfulness practice, Vipassana practice in a monastery in Thailand, I understood quickly that the idea was to be mindful of everything. So I was just smart enough to realize I couldn't be aware of everything at the same time. So I tried to be aware of all the sounds in the monastery all at the same time. And so I was kind of, my mind was just chasing after every sound, trying to catch everyone. And so I got a headache. I went to the teacher and explained what had happened. And he looked at me kind of compassionately and said, "Yes, we pay attention to everything, but just calmly, one thing at a time. Eventually you get to everything." So I learned, just calmly be aware of one thing, and you don't rush after the next one, just calmly one thing, and then something else arises that's predominant. You be aware of that. And what we're learning in this practice is how to bring a mindful attention, might I say, just to make a kind of evocative point, a meditative attention, or a peaceful attention to everything we can possibly experience in this life. So nothing is really outside the scope of what brings that kind of peaceful attention. And we learn to have this peaceful basis that includes a space for everything. Everything can be included and can be known in that awareness. And when we have that attitude, that way, that approach, is that everything in its own time can be included, nothing, but there's nothing that's excluded, nothing which is not acceptable for awareness. Nothing is just not that, I shouldn't be aware of that. Even if something that shouldn't be happening, we don't have to say the awareness doesn't shut down against it. The peaceful awareness, okay, that too is included in awareness. And then awareness, attention, mindfulness. And for me, it starts having a sacred quality. And we lose the sacredness of awareness when we exclude, when we have barriers. And not this, this doesn't count. And so to learn to open and connect to whatever's happening, it provides a tremendous gift for living a life that's so multifaceted. And so one of the things we're doing here then with this, the way we're instructing in mindfulness here, is we're learning to expand out, to include more and more. So, you know, we've said this now repeatedly, but we started with the breathing, which is a useful way to get grounded, to get settled. It's a wonderful place as a home base for practice. But then we also include, when the time is right, the experiences of the body. And we learn how to be mindful of the body and know how to bring attention to that. It really enriches life. It's a great protection in life to have mindfulness of the body. And then we learn to be mindful of the whole range of our emotional life. And we start learning to be mindful of thinking. Difficult area maybe, but it's so freeing to be able to watch and see peacefully thoughts float by or arise. Attitude, such an important area too. Start noticing the attitudes we carry with us towards everything, the subtle belief systems. And it's not automatic that we learn how to do this, but eventually we learn to appreciate that how we are mindful is really a key to being liberated. And when I was some point in doing this Vipassana practice, I realized that in principle, in theory, I could bring mindfulness to everything that I was experiencing in life, no matter what it was. I could, in theory, bring mindfulness to it. And when I realized that, I became so happy. Because then I knew, in theory, I could be free in any place, in every place. Wow. It's possible. And so then the practice is to grow into that freedom. So this oscillation then between the home base develops concentration, develops grounding, stability, and then kind of leaving home to connect to these other areas, foundational areas. Body, emotions, thought, attitude. And those can encompass more and more of our life. And then they come back to the grounding. And so there's a gentle rhythm, perhaps. The default, nothing else is predominant, coming back to the breathing and practicing with breath. Something else is more predominant. We learn to be mindful of that. And then we bring that into our daily life. walking down the steps, having tea, drinking the tea, opening the front door, closing your doors really quietly with the latch pulled in, and then just gently letting it touch, not letting it swing closed by itself, just because who knows? You might have missed your chance for enlightenment. Everywhere is a place for a time for practice. And so we're learning to be inclusive. I think one of the great little slogans for this practice we do is this too. If it's happening, this too is now a subject of this peaceful awareness. If you spill your tea all over the dining room floor, peacefully aware, this too. But don't leave it there. Cleaning it up, this too, isn't this part of the mindful awareness. And I can't help myself but offer you more than wishing you a day. When I practiced for the 3-month retreat with Sharon Salzberg, she would end every practice discussion with enjoy. And I just took it as being kind of a automatic, meaningless kind of greeting, a farewell, bye. But halfway through the retreat, something clicked. She means it. She really meant it. So, may you enjoy the day. Thank you.